Anyone with a mobile phone has likely dropped it in water or been caught in a rainstorm, and many people seem to think that putting a wet phone in a bag of uncooked rice will rescue it. However, Apple recently warned against doing just that. The technology company said it is a bad idea because small particles of rice can get into the phone and cause damage. So, what should you do instead? If the phone is dropped in water, dry it with a clean cloth. Even a shirt will do. Turn the phone off if you can. Remove its SIM card. Remove the phone's cover. Remove the battery if possible. And let everything dry at room temperature, perhaps with a fan running. Since you cannot take an iPhone apart, Apple says to tap the phone against your hand with the connecting ports facing down so water can flow out. Samsung, the biggest maker of Android phones, suggests using a cotton swab to get water out of the ports. Apple, however, advises against putting one inside iPhone openings. If your phone is dropped in seawater, treated water, or a drink, Samsung advises to keep it in clean water for a few minutes. Doing that will remove any salt or substances that could hurt the phone. Both Apple and Samsung say to leave the phone out in an open area to dry. More importantly, do not use a hairdryer or put the phone in a freezer. Most newer phones are not waterproof, but they are water resistant. It means they can get wet for a short time. Apple says its newest phones can survive 30 minutes in up to 6 meters of water. Samsung's phones can last for the same amount of time in about 5 meters. But Google advises that all phones lose some water resistance over time. Another way to dry your phone is by using silica gel, a drying agent. Packs of silica gel are usually included with products, including food and shoes, to keep them dry. These packs can help dry your phone in a sealed container. The phone manufacturers say it is hard to know when phones are completely dry, but it will likely take a few days. Samsung says it is still a good idea to bring the phone in for service, even if you can turn it back on again. I'm Dan Friedel.